St. Joe's Q Country 92.7. It's late afternoons with Travis Dodge. Leading up to Trails West with Sawyer Brown headlining Saturday night, August 20th in downtown St. Joe at Civic Center Park. Find out how you can gain admittance to Trails West on our website, myqcountry.com. We've got all the details about Trails West right there for you to check out. And Hobie Hubbard, who is a part of Sawyer Brown, joining us on the phone. Now, Hobie, a traveling band, the album, you guys' latest album. When you guys were working on that, was it a project that came about fairly easily or a labor of love, as some people like to say?
Well, we worked on that CD for a good while. It was one of those times that we were just going to make sure we had the songs exactly like we wanted them before we put out some new music. And so we worked on it over a fairly lengthy period of time. But I think the song for me that really, the title cut sums the whole thing up. It really, that song in particular is this great look at who we are and what this ride has been like. It's a song that Mark wrote, and it's truly one of my favorites that he's ever written, because it's a way for the fans to kind of get a glimpse of what this has all been like, and also a chance for us to say thank you to them.
Very true, very true. And of course, you guys are always out working it on the road and do so great performing, of course, in the studio that we can hear transition onto the albums, but also, of course, live. So Traveling Band, when you were talking about Mark writing the song, when you guys are doing an album, how do you weed out what songs you're going to use and which songs you're going to pass on? I mean, I'm sure that, you know, different members have songs that they like. How do you all come to agreement on that?
You know, we've been really fortunate that when it comes to the music stuff, our heads are really all aimed in the same direction on stuff. Mm-hmm. And there have been times when we may be working on something and we've had a couple of songs that we're kicking around ideas on, and you just feel like it's not that the song is a bad song, it just isn't going to work for what we're doing right now. Mm-hmm. So that's that thing where you just have to really be able to go, look, the whole end goal is to make the best project that we can, have this album that sounds great start to finish. And so fortunately, we are pretty well in tune with one another when it comes to sorting through that stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Hobie Hubbard of Sawyer Brown joining us on the phone. So now we talked about Traveling Band, you guys' latest album. What's in the pipeline for Sawyer Brown? What are some things that you guys are working on that maybe we haven't heard about or don't know about yet? What's in the pipeline?
We're kicking around some ideas and have some songs I think that will probably begin to turn into the next record. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about that a bunch over the last couple of weeks, so I have a feeling that's going to begin. Not for a little bit, because it's so crazy on the road right now for the next couple months in particular. But I think that's in the near future. And then for us, we're always on the road, which is still our absolute favorite thing to do. There's just nothing like that. So that's still our joy.
Definitely. And speaking of the road will lead you to St. Joe Trails West Saturday, August 20th. You got to check out this show. It's going to be amazing. Sawyer Brown in downtown St. Joe at Civic Center Park during the summer, kind of to cap off the end of summer. It's going to be an amazing time. You can find out all about Trails West on our website, myqcountry.com. More with Hobie Hubbard of Sawyer Brown coming up here on Q Country 92.7.